A Fortune 500 executive once confessed that despite commanding a billion-dollar budget and thousands of employees, she felt powerless to change her organization's toxic culture. Meanwhile, a mid-level HR consultant with no formal authority successfully transformed the same company's approach to performance reviews. What made the difference? The executive relied on positional power. The consultant understood something more fundamental about how change actually happens. This paradox sits at the heart of consulting work. Whether you're labeled a consultant, advisor, coach, or internal specialist, you face the same fundamental challenge: creating change without control. You can't order people to implement your recommendations. You can't force leaders to see what they're missing. You can't mandate that teams embrace new approaches. All you have is influence, and that influence depends entirely on the quality of your relationships. Think about the last time someone gave you unsolicited advice, no matter how brilliant. Did you immediately embrace it? Probably not. Now recall a time when someone genuinely partnered with you to solve a problem, listening deeply, sharing control, wrestling with uncertainty together. That collaboration likely produced something neither of you could have created alone. This distinction reveals why most consulting failures have nothing to do with technical competence. Consultants typically possess solid expertise. What derails projects is relationship breakdown, stakeholders feeling excluded, cultural dynamics ignored, or power struggles unaddressed. Effective consulting rests on three principles that get violated constantly. First, solving problems requires valid data, not just metrics, but the messy human truth about what people actually think and feel. Second, good decisions require genuine choice, not predetermined outcomes disguised as participation. Third, implementation requires authentic commitment, which only emerges when solutions align with people's real interests. A brilliant cost reduction strategy means nothing if department heads sabotage it because they weren't genuinely involved. This demands four uncomfortable practices: sharing responsibility equally with clients rather than owning their problems, acknowledging feelings, both the client's anxiety and your own frustration, building trust by naming doubts directly instead of pretending everything's fine, and recognizing your legitimate needs rather than adopting pure servitude. When a client excludes you from key meetings, authenticity means saying, "I notice I'm being left out," rather than silently resenting it. The initial conversation between consultant and client carries disproportionate weight. How that first meeting unfolds, the honesty exchanged, the boundaries negotiated, the expectations clarified, accurately predicts whether the project will succeed or stumble. Yet most consultants rush through contracting, eager to demonstrate expertise and start real work. Flawless contracting means negotiating wants honestly, surfacing concerns about vulnerability and control, and giving genuine affirmation. Your requirements aren't selfish demands, but essential conditions for delivering value: adequate time, access to key people, client support during difficult moments, agreements about confidentiality. Resistance isn't your enemy. It's a natural emotional response to uncomfortable truths. When clients claim they lack time, flood you with irrelevant details, or insist problems are resolving themselves, they're defending against difficult realities they've been avoiding. Resistance takes many forms: demanding excessive detail, questioning methodology endlessly, responding with "I'm not surprised," claiming time constraints, attacking directly, expressing confusion after clear explanations, remaining silent, intellectualizing, or complying too readily. Each serves the same protective purpose. Organizations need consultants precisely because they're too close to see problems clearly. The issues causing pain are often maintained by those experiencing it, not through stupidity, but through complex dynamics involving control and vulnerability. Control is organizational currency, valued even above effectiveness. The phrase "overcoming resistance" reveals fundamental misunderstanding. Resistance is emotional, not rational. You cannot talk clients out of their feelings. The effective strategy is letting resistance naturally dissipate by encouraging direct expression of underlying concerns. Handle resistance through three steps: Identify the form it's taking, name it using neutral language describing what you observe, and be quiet. This helps clients move from indirect expressions to direct statements. Remember, client resistance isn't about you. Most questions are statements in disguise. When you're explaining something for the third time or noticing contradictory body language, you're stuck. Trust nonverbal cues over words. We have sophisticated verbal defenses, but less sophisticated physical ones.
Traditional consulting follows a medical model: diagnose what's wrong, prescribe a cure. But this problem-focused approach creates resistance and emphasizes past failures over future possibilities. A more powerful approach asks, what's already working? Every troubled system contains pockets of success, positive deviance, where people have solved problems using existing resources. Consider childhood malnutrition in Vietnamese villages. Traditional approaches identified deficiencies requiring unavailable resources. Instead, consultants asked, are any poor children well nourished? They found mothers feeding their children tiny shrimps and greens others considered inappropriate, offering smaller portions more frequently. Rather than teaching this solution, consultants created structures where community members shared and practiced what already worked, creating ownership and sustainability. This asset-based approach complements problem-solving without replacing it. What's crucial is redefining the presenting problem, the issue clients initially describe, which is rarely the real underlying problem. A technical organization thought employees were leaving due to low salaries and housing costs, factors beyond their control. Consultants discovered the real issues were lack of meaningful work, insufficient feedback, and minimal supervisor attention, all factors within management's control. After collecting data, consultants face their moment of truth, presenting findings that lead to action. Your primary value is offering a fresh perspective. This clear picture represents 70% of your contribution. Effective feedback is assertive. State directly what you observed without implying incompetence. Present specific behaviors rather than vague stereotypes. Think of yourself as a witness, not a judge, offering accurate information without vested interest in the outcome. Focus your feedback meeting on four categories: technical problem analysis, what's working, how the situation is being managed, and recommendations. Limit issues to fewer than 10. Complex presentations invite methodological questions that derail action. For a 60-minute meeting, spend 5% restating the contract, 15% presenting findings, 30% gathering reactions, 10% checking if the client is getting what they want, 30% discussing next steps, and 10% closing with final concerns and support. Stay focused on the here and now process, not just content. When resistance emerges, move toward it rather than away. It signals you're addressing something important. Implementation often fails despite solid contracting, diagnosis, and recommendations. We've overemphasized analysis while neglecting the translation of answers into action. Change cannot be installed like machinery. The engineering mindset works for mechanical problems but fails with living systems. Our belief in executive decisiveness becomes an obstacle. We assume once a leader decides, action follows. The truth? Change in human systems depends more on the consent of the governed than the will of those who govern. No single person runs a business, yet we cling to the belief that leadership and decisiveness are sufficient. The myth that change grows from a leader's vision leads to laminated mission statements that hang on walls but lack meaning. When top management's vision becomes the only one that counts, it drains energy rather than mobilizing it. What matters is the act of creating vision, not its content. Implementation depends on whether people at multiple levels take responsibility for the change's success. This requires engagement, opening with transparent purpose in a level playing field, renegotiating expectations about participation, creating platforms for openness and doubt, asking, what do we want to create together, and focusing on gifts rather than weaknesses. Each consulting event must embody the principles we wish the larger change to follow. Each moment becomes an example of the destination. Consulting is fundamentally a relationship business. Success depends less on expertise and more on the quality of client connections through which knowledge flows. Most consulting teaches rather than learns, positioning consultants as experts while clients passively absorb. To truly serve clients, prioritize learning through experiences that incorporate surprise, discovery, and not knowing. Persistent organizational problems involve paradoxical tensions, control or freedom, centralization or autonomy. The consultant's task isn't choosing sides or finding middle ground. That loses the benefit of ideas at both poles. Instead, evoke exploration of the polarity and ensure complexity is acknowledged before action. Trust questions. Recognizing how we ask them determines the answers we develop. We get stuck asking how questions, focused on methodology rather than purpose. To create change, question what we're doing and why, choosing depth over speed. When clients push for quick solutions, consultants make their worst mistakes by yielding too soon. The pressure to be practical often masks resistance to necessary conversations about boundaries, trust, and collaboration. Your authenticity, self-management, and connection to clients constitute your true methodology. In a world rewarding certainty, choosing partnership over expertise, questions over answers, and engagement over installation feels risky. Yet this is where lasting change begins. When resistance emerges or brilliant solutions fail during implementation, remember, the relationship is the work. Everything else is just content.